what's up, motherfuckers? It's T-Bags. Late night drinking this shit. Hold on, let me guzzle a couple more sips of my beer. I got a funny story for you motherfuckers. You're gonna laugh or you're not gonna laugh. I don't give a fuck, but I think it's funny as shit because I was laughing as I was feeling. Just saying, hold on. Alright, shit bags. So fucking, I had two of my friends come over and shit tonight. Close friends. One of them, Bree, the other one, Karen, both fucking snuck around the corner or left, excuse me, I'm a little drunk, but left their house, and one of them, well, I believe both of them watched me jerk off in my bed. So I had one little blind that was missing. So you should jerk off. I like jerking off laying down and shit, dude. I like it. I put a towel on my stomach and shit, just let the shit go all over. Like, ah, there you go. Yeah, get it over. And then fall asleep, but, you know, clean up after myself. Yeah, it's kind of weird, but, like, motherfucker, I know a lot of you motherfuckers do that shit out there, too. Don't be bullshitting. You females put a fucking towel underneath your ass when you're gonna squirt and shit, don't you? I know you do. Well, I seen it done. Yeah. But, talking about squirting. Dude, I would love for a squirter. I would like to see that shit. I know everybody talks about it's like they're just peeing. No, but it's just the whole thing that you're getting them off that bad where they just need to pee at you. I don't know, maybe that's just me, but I think it's funny as shit, but I think that'll make me feel like, alright, that's like one of my fucking goals in life, like that, the shit you could take off your checklist again, and that, and me wanting a fucking albino. I need a fucking albino. You know, I've seen an albino. I don't even know if she's black, but she's with that one, I couldn't come to terms to even try to fuck that bitch. That one fuck catch me ass eye bitch. That one bitch she with. She's the albinoest bitch I ever seen. She always looks, she high, like she like deformed. But I was like, is that the albino one? That's like the top number one bitch that you're gonna fuck the young one, your albino. Because how she talks, like, yeah. Don't make no goddamn sense. But so like, alright, that's the albino. That's the albino I need to fuck. Just to check it off my tablet. Or I gotta go to Canada. Find me a redhead. I got a couple friends that are redheads. But nah. They're all hot. They really are all hot. But it's like, I don't fuck up friendship with fucking, now unless we're drunk enough, then I could check that off the list. But what I'm saying is, alright, so check it out. So we're chilling here and shit, right? Me, Bree, Karen, we're all hanging out and shit, chilling. I'm talking about a flat tire and shit. Karen talking about a flat tire. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? A flat tire and shit. So she's like, my boobie. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? She's like, Terry. Now remember, we're friends, so we're allowed to do this shit. She's like, feel that. I'm like, feel what? She's like, I was like, I'll give you my hand. So I'm not sexual harassing. Shut the fuck up, motherfucker. I know you got dirty minds and shit. I don't always have a dirty mind. Yeah, I felt it. Like, you got a flat tire? Yeah, you got a flat tire. Ain't that a bitch? That fucking sucks ass. I keep getting up on here. You still got big boobies, so you're right. You ain't showing. I don't know where I'm going with this shit, but it worried me. I was like, she's gonna listen to this shit. She ain't gonna get mad because she's just a big of an asshole like me. She don't give a fuck. She has a sense of personality than I do. That motherfucker would laugh at this shit. She'd laugh at worse things and shit. Like, I laugh when motherfucker gets shot in the face. I'm like, huh, that what you happens, motherfucker. But fucking, anyways. But fucking, yeah, that was actually a prominent night tonight. I had two females, my friends, hanging out and shit. And a beautiful baby boy that was over here. Just posted. Reminding me of when I was growing up back in the 80s and shit, just posted with your auntie and uncles type shit, just chilling, playing with fucking cardboard boxes or whatever you get a hold of, and then just passing the fuck out and loving life. That's what that reminded me of. So, no good shit. Little homie's gonna be a future Marine. Just so everybody knows, he's gonna be a future Marine. I already called it. That's what's gonna happen. And yes, that's what. Bree, that's what's gonna happen. Motherfucker, shit. But anyways, so let's think about something else that we're having today. So I'm doing my whoopie whoop. When I say whoopie whoop, no, I'm not gonna tell you exactly, but dude, you ever heard? All right, you motherfuckers, all right, I'm going to put it like this. You come out to Vegas, right? Come out to Vegas. You like to eat your edibles, smoke weed. Don't come to Vegas and do that shit thinking it's like the party town of the world. It's actually not. But don't come out here and making me have to actually fucking... I should save this for a different fucking podcast. But you know, I'm just going to add on this shit. All right, I'm tired of getting fucking calls for medicals towards the airport because you stupid ass motherfuckers can't handle your edibles, smoking your weed, drinking your beer, all that shit. Because simple fact, just add this one fucking female, just fucking started taking off all her clothes. All her clothes started running around the fucking terminal butt naked. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Dude, if you don't know what the fuck you're doing, if you ain't got people around you to keep you calm or whatnot, don't fuck with that shit. And the other thing is, just the other day, I heard some shit. Man, you know what? Actually, I can't speak on that shit. I can't speak on that. But trust me, if you know me, I would tell you personally. I'm not going to say this shit over the net, but... Man, you motherfuckers are stupid, dude. Learn your shit. Learn how to handle your shit. So, anyways. Light my joint right now. Hold on. Gotta have some good nicotine weed. Yeah, I'm broke right now, so I pack my cigarettes with a little bit of weed and nicotine. Yeah, that's how I roll. That's how I roll. Right. No, I'm just fucking with you. I'm just trying to light a cigarette because I really don't want to talk about it because this podcast is gonna suck. I gotta think of something else, man. Oh, I got something for you. Alright, so. Today, man, my son is boiling like a motherfucker. Dude, you know how big of a shit you could take when your fucking stomach's bubbling? Dude, I sprayed the whole fucking thing. You ever spray your fucking toilet where it's coming underneath? It doesn't even land. It goes on your balls, then lands on your fucking upper thigh and shit. Like, damn, did that shit just blow like a motherfucker? That's when you know you blew your fucking toilet up. I blew that shit up. Think I'll clean it up? Hell no. I wait for Natalie to clean that shit up. I saw you literally clean that shit up. I'm just playing. But yeah. Other than that, dude, you know what? I don't think I'm a little too faded to be doing this podcast because my ass is a little too faded. So I'm going to cut it like this and fucking, I'm trying to think of something else to talk about this shit. Fuck. Only if I could tell the true stories. I really hate pausing. I think you could, like, cut shit out, but I don't know. Again, I still don't know how to work this shit. But, alright. Love, happiness, and always laugh. Here, how about this one? If you ain't laughing, you dying. Fucking laugh, man. Yeah, I can. All right, hey, be safe, peeps out there. Yeah, come, oorah.